Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Pat Kelly. Batting second. The second baseman, Cookie Rojas. Batting third. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting fourth. The catcher, Ed Kirkpatrick. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Lou Piniella. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bob Oliver. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Billy Sorrell. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Tommy Macek. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Drago. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Dick Drago. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Tommy Harper. Batting second. The first baseman, Mike Hegan. Batting third. The center fielder, Dave May. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bob Berta. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Danny Walton. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Roberto Peña. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jerry McNerney. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Ted Kubiak. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Marty Patton. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Marty Patton. And now, play ball. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is called out on strikes. One out. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peña scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Harper fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sorrell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hegan. The throw from Kirkpatrick and he is safe. Hegan steals second. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drago spins and fires to second and throws the ball away. That's an error on Drago. Hegan moves to third. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May strikes out. Two outs. Bob Berta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berta hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hegan scores. It's 1-0, Brewers. Danny Walton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walton hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick hits a fly ball into right field. Berta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella hits a ball on the ground towards third. Harper fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peña scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Royals nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Roberto Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña strikes out. One out. Jerry McNerney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNerney hits a fly ball into left field. Piniella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Billy Sorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sorrell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tommy Matchick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matchick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pena fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Dick Drago is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drago strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Royals nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Marty Patton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patton strikes out. One out. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0 for 1 in the game. Harper hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hegan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harper moves to second. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a fly ball into left field. Piniella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Berta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berta is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Berta hits a pop-up towards third. Sorrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 1 in the game. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hegan scoops it up and throws to first, with Patton covering, for the out. One out. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 0 for 1 in the game. Rojas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Harper fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 1 in the game. Otis hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kubiak settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Royals nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Danny Walton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walton is 0 for 1 in the game. Walton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roberto Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña is 0 for 1 in the game. Peña hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Rojas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry McNerney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNerney is 0 for 1 in the game. McNerney hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Walton moves to third. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 0 for 1 in the game. Kubiak strikes out. Kirkpatrick throws to third, and they've got Walton trapped. The throw to Oliver, and Walton is tagged out for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 0 for 1 in the game. Kirkpatrick hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 0 for 1 in the game. Piniella hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pena fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliver hits a pop-up towards third. Harper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Sorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sorrell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sorrell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kubiak scoops it up and throws to first, with Patton covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Royals nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Marty Patton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patton is 0 for 1 in the game. Patton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Matchick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Harper takes first base on ball 4. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Harper. The throw from Kirkpatrick and he is safe. Harper steals second. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Hegan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harper scores. It's 2 to nothing, Brewers. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hegan. The throw from Kirkpatrick to Matchick and they have Hegan trapped. The throw over to Oliver, who applies the tag for the out. Two outs. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 2 in the game. May takes first base on ball 4. Bob Berta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berta is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Berta takes first base on ball 4. May moves to second. Danny Walton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Walton hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Piniella. Walton reaches second base with a double. May scores. Berta moves to third. It's 3 to nothing, Brewers. Roberto Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña is 0 for 2 in the game. Peña hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Tommy Matchick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matchick is 0 for 1 in the game. Matchick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kubiak scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Drago is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drago is 0 for 1 in the game. Drago strikes out. Two outs. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 2 in the game. Kelly hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of May. Kelly reaches second base with a double. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 0 for 2 in the game. Rojas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Patton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Royals nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jerry McNerney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNerney is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McNerney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 0 for 2 in the game. Kubiak hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Drago fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Marty Patton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patton is 0 for 2 in the game. Patton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Matchick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 2 in the game. Otis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kirkpatrick hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hegan fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 0 for 2 in the game. Piniella hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kirkpatrick moves to second. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 2 in the game. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pena fields it and throws to second for the out. Kirkpatrick moves to third. Two outs. Billy Sorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Kirkpatrick scores. Oliver moves to second. It's 3-1, Brewers. Billy Sorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sorrell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sorrell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Royals 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sorrell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Oliver scoops it up and throws to first, with Drago covering, for the out. Two outs. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. May hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Oliver settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Tommy Matchick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matchick is 0 for 2 in the game. Matchick strikes out. One out. Hawk Taylor pinch hits for Dick Drago. Hawk Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Harper fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Kelly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 0 for 3 in the game. Rojas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pena scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Royals 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Ken Wright now pitching. Bob Berta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berta is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Berta hits a pop-up towards first. Oliver settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny Walton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walton is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Walton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Russ Snyder pinch runs for Danny Walton. Roberto Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña is 0 for 3 in the game. Peña hits a ball on the ground towards short. Matchick fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Russ Snyder now playing left field. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Otis strikes out. One out. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kirkpatrick is hit by the pitch. Bob Humphreys now pitching. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Piniella takes first base on ball 4. Kirkpatrick moves to second. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 3 in the game. Oliver takes first base on ball 4. Kirkpatrick moves to third. Piniella moves to second. Billy Sorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sorrell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Sorrell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kubiak fields it and throws to second for the out. Kirkpatrick scores. Piniella moves to third. Two outs. It's 3-2, Brewers. Tommy Matchick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matchick is 0 for 3 in the game. Matchick hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Piniella scores. Sorrell moves to second. It's Royals, 3, Brewers, 3. Paul Schall pinch hits for Ken Wright. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Schall now playing third base. Ted Abernathy now pitching. Jerry McNerney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNerney is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McNerney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Matchick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 0 for 3 in the game. Kubiak hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Humphreys is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Humphreys strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Brewers 3. The Royals will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Kelly takes first base on ball 4. Dave Baldwin now pitching. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 0 for 4 in the game. Rojas bunts towards the mound. Baldwin fields it and throws to first for the out. Kelly moves to second. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kubiak misplays the ball. That's an error on Kubiak. Kelly moves to third. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Otis. The throw from McNerney and he is safe. Otis steals second. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Kirkpatrick is walked intentionally. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Piniella bunts in front of the plate. McNerney makes the out and then fumbles the ball. That's an error on McNerney. Otis scores. Kirkpatrick goes all the way around to score. Piniella moves to second. Two runs are unearned. Two outs. It's 5-3, Royals. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-3 in the game. With a walk. Oliver is walked intentionally. Ted Abernathy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Abernathy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 1-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Harper hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 3-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Hegan hits a fly ball into left field. Piniella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-3 in the game. With a walk. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Bob Berta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berta is 1-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Berta hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Abernathy fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 5, and Milwaukee Brewers, 3. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.